Hello there. Welcome to the tea shop. What brings you in today? Oh, you want tea? Well, you came to the right shop. We've got a few varieties I can show you. A little bit of everything from all across the spectrum of tea. There's no green tea here because green tea, to put it in a professional way, it tastes like grass. If you'd like to taste that, we have a, the yard right by the parking lot where you can, you can just grab some and mix it with some hot water and you'll be great. That's green tea. So we have a lot of black teas that I'll show you today. And, see if any of those look good to you, and if so, we'll send you on your merry way. Awesome. So, first thing, we have to start with one of my personal favorites. Got some organic, because GMOs are bad. 500 Mile Chai Tea. The Tao of Tea is a brand. So, this is a pure leaf tea with an origin in India. We all know that people in India know their tea. It's like German engineering. Indian tea, it's a thing people say. So, the 500 mile chai tea gets its origin from truck drivers, actually. You think it'd be a lot more of a, like, older story, like people on donkeys or something. But no, truck drivers, on their 500 mile travels through different little towns, and they would stop at chai tea shops for a caffeine boost. This is a very highly caffeinated blend. And, I kept them going. That's what they say. That's what the legend says. Again, not as much of a legend as you'd think that would come with something so mysterious. But a legend nonetheless. So we've got some. There's little pellets, and as long as you have a loose leaf tea maker, something to brew it in. Cast iron teapot will do. Actually, I think we have one. I'll show you what I mean. Yeah, so the cast iron teapot is also for sale. It's just $89.99 right now. And it's got monkeys on it, because it was a year of the monkey when this was manufactured. So basically, there's just a mesh netting in here. You just dump the loose leaf tea or the leaves, whatever. Fruit. You put it right in the mesh, close that up, and you pour some boiling water in here, and boom, you got tea. This is the more legitimate way to do it than using tea bags. Tea bags they've gotten a bad rep with the origin of a certain act in video games that it gives tea bags a bad name. So I don't recommend you use those. Loose leaf tea is the way to go. Yeah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, get one of these. It's my first recommendation. You can find them cheaper. This one's $100. After tax and whatnot. But yeah. If you want something very caffeinated, with a sweet origin story, this is the way to go. 500 mile chai. But, alas, we have a lot to show you. Good decision. So, put that aside. If you want something a little more exotic, because apparently India might not be exotic enough for you, we've got this straight out of Japan. And this isn't about truck drivers, no. Because truck drivers are, well, they're so easy to come by. They're all over the highway, the interstate. Everyone knows a truck driver. This is a dragon pearl tea. I guarantee you, not a lot of people know dragons. I know a few myself, but it's just the industry I'm in. This is especially cool if you want to impress your friends with your desire to taste something a little different. Pop this open. So, Japanese Japanese art of tea leaf rolling has really, really taken off. We've got these little pebbles, these little pellets, and all they are is very tightly wound and tied tea leaves. And these little dragon pearls, as they're called, it's legend that they actually were birthed by dragons who used to drink tea from the tea plant. And these were just extracted from their bodies back long, long ago. We've actually ran out of that supply as dragons became extinct. And so now the people of Japan just kind of synthesize the process. They basically just roll the leaves and tie them and call them dragon pearl. But if you have original dragon pearl tea leaves, well, you wouldn't be here. Let me tell you that. You'd be running your own shop. But yeah, if you want something a little more interesting, these guys just kind of unfold when they hit hot water. It's a very, it's a beautiful thing to watch. They start off real tiny. And when you drop them in the water, you wait a few minutes, the little string they use to keep them together, it kind of unwinds and they unfurl into a beautiful tea leaf, which will flavor your tea just stupendously. Again, if we had the actual dragon pearl, well, it would cost much, much too much dollars, especially if you're not thinking about buying the cast iron pot for like $90. But these synthesized dragon pearls can be yours. It's just $10 every ounce, which that'll get you a lot of tea. That'll yield quite a lot. What do you think so far? You want to see some more? Yeah. There's lots to see here. Here we have some rose petal black. This stuff is also highly caffeinated. It looks a bit more like traditional black loose leaf tea you might see. It's just little strings of flavor. There's all sorts of extra ingredients in there to give it that rose petal taste. They actually use rose petals in the rose petal black tea, which I thought was a bold move. But as you can see here, this is red rose petals. There's a vast universe of rose petals out there. The idea of combining with Kemum are the red roses native to the Kemen country. They have a distinct, sweet, cooling aroma that lends balance to the blend. Yeah, guys, this is the big leagues. This is going to set you back about $15 an ounce. It's very exclusive. You know, that Kemen country rose petal means business. The best season for this is actually a couple months out. It's late summer. That's when the aroma of flowers just kind of floats through the atmosphere. You won't be tasting most of the flowers that you smell, but you'll be tasting these red rose petals. And, you know, it pairs well with the scent of the atmosphere, so if you do choose to buy this today, wait until late July, early August before you indulge. You'll be happy you did. The leaf, the art, the way, the Tao of tea. Are you into the zodiacs by chance? Yeah, you look like the type. Well, there's a lot of zodiac lovers out there, and they've left me with all but the best one. And they left me with all the zodiac tea we have, except the best one, the Aquarius tea. There's just apparently not a lot of Aquarius tea lovers out there. It's really unfortunate. I think Aquarius people are the best people. What? Oh, just It's just how I feel. Well, I'm an Aquarius, right? Well, this is great tea. As you can see, this brand puts a nice constellation of the Aquarius sky on their tins. Is it accurate? I'm not sure. It's just what we have to believe. We've got these nice, it's a good aroma. You should smell this. It's something. To be honest, I don't even know what it is. I've always just called it the scent of Aquarius. These people call it hazelnut flavor, vanilla flavor, cocoa nibs, and the famous blue cornflowers. Because yellow cornflowers and tan-colored cornflowers were saved for Frosted Flakes. This is blue. Means business. Because I like you, you look like a good person. I give you this at $7 an ounce. You can walk out with some Aquarius Zodiac tea. Just don't take it all, please. We got two more things I want to show you, though, before you make a decision. Licorice root and valerian root. As you can see, we're running low on both. And that's just because people like to adventure in the astral realm. That's right. You can too. What do you know about the astral realm? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the type of people that do that, yeah. And me. Mm-hmm. So valerian root. I don't know if you know, but this is basically your one-way ticket. Well, your two-way ticket. You usually come back to the astral plane. You take this before bed, about 20, 30 minutes before bed. And you'll go into the lucid dreaming realm, where you'll get to do whatever you want in your dream. There's a SpongeBob episode about this. Look into it. It's interesting. Valerian root smells like dirty socks. And I'm not exaggerating. When you get home, look it up. You can Google it. Get on your phone and Google it. Sweaty socks is literally the flavor of valerian root. And you know what? You have to get past that. And if you do, all your dreams can come true. Yeah. This organic valerian root is cheap. $3 an ounce. And you definitely want to add this to something else that we have. Because if you just drink, yeah, if you drink this, it's no bueno on the taste. I brought this out at the same time because licorice root, you've heard of it? Awesome. Okay, yeah. Licorice root is just a great mix-in. You can add this to anything. I would add it to the valerian root. It doesn't really taste like licorice to me. It's its own thing. It's got a, it almost has like a gum, like a chewing gum-like aftertaste. It's a strange sensation. It almost kind of, it's gummy. I don't know. It's a really odd aftertaste. It's something you kind of have to experience on your own. Yeah, but it's all organic. All of our products are. And it may look like hay, but this actually tastes delicious. In fact, I highly suggest you getting at least 2 or 3 ounces of this for adding in with the other brews. But that's your call. $2.50 an ounce. So, we've gone through various black teas, chai, licorice root, valerian, Aquarius. What are you thinking about getting today? What can I gift wrap for you? Okay. I think you made some wise decisions. Still thinking of the cast iron teapot? Those monkeys need a home. Okay, totally understand. What? It was great helping you out here. Thanks for coming to the tea shop. And hey, tell me how the astral plane's doing. They kicked me out a couple months back just for flying too much. So let me know how they're doing over there. Thanks. Have a good night. What's up, guys? Hope you enjoyed this wonderful tea video. I know I did. Everything I said was pretty much accurate, actually, so Valerian root does taste like sweaty socks. And it'll get you to the spirit realm if you choose to go there. Yeah. If you guys liked the video, I got a bunch more, so check out my channel and consider subscribing. I'd be super thankful. I got an Instagram account that I don't update enough, and a Patreon account, which I do update. So check me out there. Leave a comment below. I answer all of them. And yeah, thanks for watching. Have a good night.